I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. In a healthy democracy, there is a natural tension between government and the news media. But in Hungary these days, there's not so much of that tension. And that's the way the country's right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orban likes it. In 2010, a new law gave his government direct control of the media and allowed it to levy fines on outlets for reporting it considers imbalanced or insulting. Since then, coverage of Orban and his policies has been largely complimentary, and there are fewer and fewer critical voices. So what went wrong in a country where a free press flourished after the end of communism? Here's The World's Orla Barry.
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
President Trump isn't the only person who uses those words. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban likes to use the phrase with reporters too. That's a fake news factory, Orban says. I won't speak to you. It's not the only similarity between the two countries, but in Hungary, press freedom is under much greater attack. The watchdog group Reporters Without Borders puts Hungary in 73rd place on its press freedom index. That's a drop of 50 places in just 8 years, below both Haiti and El Salvador. Pauline Adas-Mivel is from Reporters Without Borders.
Year after year, since Viktor Orban came back to power, the media freedom has been restricted and the level of freedom of press has shortened. I think Hungary is one of the countries that has really paved the way to such a situation that we see now in Central Europe.
For weeks now, people have been taking to the streets of Budapest in protest at several government policies. This video of the demonstrations went viral when opposition politicians were thrown out of the offices of the national public broadcaster MTV.
In Budapest last night, they were on the march. Pictures shared by social media as national TV won't cover the protests.
Yes, that's right. This protest and many others were never shown on the national public broadcaster. Perhaps it's not surprising that a national broadcaster, which is openly pro-government, would shy away from reporting on anti-government demonstrations. In Hungary, however, an increasing number of news outlets have come under the influence of Viktor Orban's party. Take, for example, the popular news site Origo. The website was once an independent media outlet, critical of the government, and owned by Hungary's main telecom company.
I spent more than 10 years there for a long time. It was a really good place to do journalism. We had complete freedom in reporting about politics or doing investigations.
This is András Pétho, one of Origo's former senior reporters.
But around 2013-14, we started to feel that we were coming under pressure from our own management. They came to us with very unusual requests not to pursue certain stories. Later, they wanted to remove stories from the website. We always said no to these requests, but as the tension grew, the editor-in-chief was dismissed, forced out of his job, and then it was because of a story that I did, so I felt that I had no option but to resign.
And what was that story?
It was a very good story, but a simple story. It was a story about the unusually high hotel expenses of senior government officials.
The details of why and how Origo changed direction are murky. But by 2015, the telecom company had sold the website to the family of Viktor Orban's former finance minister. Today, it's the second most popular news site in Hungary, and it's openly pro-government. Éva Bognár, a media researcher at the Central European University in Budapest, says the Orban government is regulating the news media in many new ways.
These include the infamous media laws that were introduced back in 2010. They turned the public service broadcaster into state media, basically. And then there were other means. Through ownership, they started buying out media through people that have close ties to the government.
While independent news sites do exist in Hungary, they struggle financially. Many journalists tell me that companies are nervous to be seen advertising with independent media outlets for fear it may affect their business. I put the point to Gergely Berzi, a pro-government political analyst.
I think there is no real reason why anybody could not finance or at least support these news outlets in Hungary. The fact that they don't choose to, that's a different question. It could be for business reasons as well as for their own personal political views.
It's hard to see how things can improve for independent media in Hungary. The European Union is monitoring the situation, but it's not clear that it can take any real punitive action. Change may have to come from the ground up. András Pétho, formerly of the news website Origo and now co-founder of an investigative site, believes the answer lies with the public.
More and more news outlets are realizing that one way out of these problems is turning towards the audience. That can be a financial solution and solve the trust issues. This community has been growing, so I mean that gives us some cause for optimism.
Optimism that'll be tested many times in the coming years as Hungarians decide whether or not they want their news media to hold Viktor Orban's government to account. For The World, I'm Orla Barry, Budapest.